On the show today, we have QCash Financial's very own Seth Brickman and Freedom First Credit Union's very own Dave Prosser talking about how the two organizations are working together to help the credit union's members get out of that vicious payday lending cycle, or a quick small dollar loan to help them out of a financial jam, or many, many other examples that they shared with us. So yeah, really, really good stuff here from both Seth and Dave, and positioning the credit union to be that true financial resource. So check it out. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen here in the credit union industry. Let's do some introductions before we dive into the topic here. Right next to me is Dave Prosser from Freedom First Credit Union. Dave, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, good. Glad to you're here. And then right below us, we have Mr. Seth Brickman from QCash Financial. Seth, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Mike, I am excellent, and it's always great to see you and be on your show. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Well, it's great to have you guys here, because what you guys are doing is quite important to the industry right now. And I really enjoy the credit union perspective when we tell these stories, because it's kind of a real world thing here. So we're really thankful that Dave is here. So Dave, I'm going to start out with you. So what was going on at Freedom First Credit Union that kind of prompted you guys to look at a solution like QCash? What was going on there that were like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should look at a solution like this, and that would help our members out a little bit more.
Yeah. So Freedom First Credit Union, we are a CDFI.
Yep.
So a majority of the clients we serve are low income or credit challenged clients. And for many years, you know, payday lending was at the top of mind, and how are we as a credit union going to push back on that industry?
Yeah.
And for a while, we created our own payday alternative loan product called PAL internally, a little bit different from what NCUA's PAL loan was.
Okay.
And we wanted to roll something out that could, you know, really work in that industry. But the problem was it wasn't quick, wasn't fast, because it had to be underwritten and the application had to be taken. And it wasn't anonymous.
Yeah.
It wasn't quick. And those are, I think, are the two things that people are looking for when they go to payday lending. Yeah. Is that it's anonymous, and that they can get their money very quick, and there's no questions asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they can go on their way. So by us doing that for a number of years, it really didn't have the effect that we were looking at and what we wanted to see. So along came QCash that really, I think, fit what we were trying to look for. It kind of really tackle both those issues, quick and fast, and anonymous.
And how did you discover QCash? I mean, you guys connect at a conference somewhere, or
we bumped across QCash at a conference, and I believe it could have been the OFN conference a number of years ago in D.C. I can't remember if it was OFN or maybe even Inclusive. And I know that even in an Inclusive conference, QCash has been brought up. And I know the most recent conference, they had a segment on the QCash product. Mm-hmm. So it could have been from one of those industry leaders that we discovered QCash.
Okay. And then so upon discovering them, what really kind of stood out for QCash that, like, hey, you know what? Let's check these guys out and give them a test drive here. What was it about them that?
So, you know, I think it was because they were a CUSO themselves. They kind of grew and birthed out of the credit union movement. So they knew the clientele that, you know, we were looking at and who we were addressing. And so I think that, you know, was most attractive to us. And of course, with all their clients being, you know, credit unions.
Yeah.
We were able to make some quick phone calls and really ask some good questions. And of course, they were very responsive to our concerns, and things really moved very quickly.
Cool. Okay. Now, and Seth, you are up. You've been on deck here waiting here for a second. So how the two organizations work together once you guys committed to going down this road? How did you guys work together to kind of create this success story at Freedom First Credit Union?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the great things about QCash is we have already done the heavy lifting for credit unions. We are deeply integrated into all of the major cores,
mm-hmm.
to where the actual implementation process for the credit union is a relatively light lift from what they're used to.
Yeah.
And for every credit union, we assign an implementation manager who's going to run the process for them as kind of that project manager. Now, we do require a little bit of interaction from the IT department, from mm-hmm. the marketing department, and from the lending department, But those, the level of time that they have to commit is actually a small amount of time. And because we have been doing this with our partner credit unions for since 2015, when we became an independent CUSO, we have a playbook on exactly how this is supposed to go. And it makes life easier for the credit union and it makes life easier for QCash. In a normal environment, we can have a credit union go live in about 12 weeks.
Wow.
We are actually so busy right now that we're at about 16 weeks. But what we do is we truly partner with the credit union. This isn't a hands-off. This isn't a ton of work and code on their side. This is truly a partnership. Mm-hmm. And it really goes back to what Dave shared. You know, at the end of the day, when we listen to members, members are going through what we call life events. Mm-hmm. Those life events have a financial need associated with them, right? And if they, as we know, FICO score is biased, right? At the end of the day, if you don't have a qualifying FICO score, you can't get the help you need from a typical financial institution.
Right.
The flip side is payday lenders are predatory. All they want to do is get you into a financial cycle that leads you down a path of greater and greater debt.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about Dave and Freedom First and being CDFI is that they want to take those members out of that financial destruction path back into the safety of their credit union, give them the help they need when they need it, and through partnerships with QCash, make the process easy. Like, we are one of the few products that we are actually easier to get a loan from than a payday lender, which makes the member experience so much better, and it makes the member so much more loyal to their credit union.
Yeah, can you share like an example? I mean, from QCash's perspective, can you share an example? And then Dave, I'll have you share an example from the credit union perspective of how you guys work together. So Seth, can you share kind of an example of how you guys work together in this respect and helping out their members?
Absolutely. So for example, you know, one of the things that we do from a marketing perspective is we work with the credit union's marketing team. And that is really important to create an awareness campaign that the credit union now has QCash. Because members are typically used to the fact that credit unions don't offer this kind of loan for them. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they don't go to the credit union.
Right.
But once they're aware of it, they flock to the credit union. And so we work with the credit unions to create a name for their loan, to create an awareness campaign. And then we continue to create collateral to get the word out. And then we continue to partner with them through that to where they have successful launches like Dave's Credit Union.
Got it. And now, Dave, I want to get the credit union perspective on, maybe share a couple of examples or some anecdotes of how working with QCash benefited your members.
Yeah. So, you know, like probably the industry at large, we love to overcomplicate and change things up whenever we're working with a vendor. And I will go back to the fact that you have to trust the model. And we kept putting ourselves in the check to say, QCash has experience and knows how the modeling works in the background as far as the decision making. And we didn't want to tinker with that much because we trust the process and it's worked very well for us. But you know, some of the other components I will mention is that we are huge in financial education. So we wanted to build a question into the workflow that if anybody was seeking any kind of financial assistance or education in any way, or to try to get out of a habitual lending trap, to reach out to us. So we were able to build a process in the workflow so that we get some notifications when somebody is seeking some financial education. And the last thing I will say is that, you know, we, with QCash's help, were able to really focus in on if anything did go sideways, where did it go sideways? What were the common denominator amongst those clients? So we were able to tweak some things within the process to get us back on track.
Gotcha. Do you either of you have any kind of results type information? I know this is kind of coming from left field here, but do you have any kind of results type information since using this solution here from QCash?
Well, we love impact data. And we are like impact gurus. And, you know, so I will say that we have about 14 purpose codes of why people are accessing the cash. Of course, one of those is other, which is your catch-all area. And
yeah.
I think majority of people will throw everything in other just because they don't want credit union to know their business. But the other top areas were for auto expenses, For payday alternative resources, about 12% of the clients. Building credit was consists of about 11% of those asks.
Okay.
Followed by debt consolidation and medical expenses.
Yeah.
So you know, we ask the purpose codes, and we kind of figure out, you know, by direct deposits coming into their accounts, who in our community is using it. We know that the majority of the folks that are using it are on Social Security. So there may be some issues with, you know, liquidity or you know, a tight budget in their household. But we, you know that we've, to date, have issued a little over $4 million in QCash loans to about 3,100 unique borrowers.
That's awesome.
So we know that people are using it multiple times, but it really is, you know, a way to address those impulse decisions a lot of people are making by going even online to get a payday loan.
Yeah. And Seth, as Dave was kind of reading some of the use cases there of some of the reasons why people are using, I saw you nodding your head. Is this kind of like typical of what you guys are seeing there across the board at QCash?
It is. You know, I would say what we see, the top three reasons, and the number one reason, we call it more month than money, right? The reality is, a lot of families in America, they work hard, they get paid, but there are unexpected expenses, right? Mike, you and I have talked how the Financial Health Network tells us 40% of Americans would struggle to handle an unexpected $400 expense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not a matter of if, but when that occurs, and then when that occurs, where do they go? Right? Our desire back into the safety of the credit union. So more month than money, part breaks down, something breaks down in your house. Those are really a lot of the key things that are driving QCash loans. But at the end of the day, it's really about that life event. We know, like the Financial Health Network says, all of us are going to experience those. And it's just nice to know that there's a safety net underneath these members by being a part of a credit union like Freedom First, where there's somebody there that's going to meet their need.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point. Great point. And Dave, as you're talking about kind of some of the use cases and what you guys are seeing out there from your members, what goals did you guys want to achieve here? And have you achieved them? Are you continuing to achieve those goals or setting new goals and helping out members here? Because it sounds like this is a vital service for a lot of folks out there. And I would think the more people that would know about or find out about it, the more people that would use it. So like, oh my gosh, they offer this? Are you kidding me? Let's dive in.
Yeah, so we, you know, first came to QCash, and we, you know, started with $1,000 was the maximum amount. We got a little bit of experience under our belt, and then last April we raised that limit to $2,000. But I think the greatest thing about it was important for us to, you know, have a great ROI on this product, and so today we track the charge offs, the expenditures we save on it, because no one is underwriting this loan.
Yeah.
We made a unique decision that we don't even collect on these loans. But believe it or not, those that we have charged off, when they realize that they're not eligible for a service from us anymore, and it's only a $300 ask, they pay it back.
Wow.
So we do not have any human intervention in this. So this really has come back to us in a positive way, because we do not now underwrite any loan under $2,000 in our traditional process. We all, you know, go through the QCash platform to underwrite those. So there's a huge savings because, you know, when you do in a small dollar loan, and I think this is why some of the bigger institutions have gotten away from small dollar loans, is because of the cost to originate and serve one of those loans. And this was a great way for us to improve efficiencies within our organization.
Well, and as you're talking, I'm also thinking about the value of your credit union to provide this service to those folks, right? Because that's
And the most important thing is there's no credit score involved.
Yeah,
so this really, I think, gives people the opportunity to know that, you know, I could have some credit blemishes, but it goes back to more of the relationship you have with the credit union. So it's more of that character building type of concept. And so, you know, we do have a lot of our clients that may not have been able to be approved through the traditional channel, but through this product, they can.
Mm-hmm. And to kind of add the cherry on top here is that you guys are providing them with that education aspect of it, right? So not only are you helping them get out of a jam, but you're educating them to help them from getting back into another jam, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, we are even trying to use this as a tool to identify anybody that is a high NSFer with us and mm-hmm. maybe getting into trouble, that we can say, hey, this is an alternative to maybe having to pay any other fees, that certainly a bounce check fee from the retailer. And this may be another opportunity for you. So we're able to kind of put this into the mix as well to kind of help people who might be struggling in other aspects.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about positioning yourself as a true financial resource for these folks, a valued resource. Oh my gosh. And Seth, you're nodding your head again, because you probably see this time and time again with other clients as well. Right. So this is, you know, just, it's a, pardon the old well-worn cliche, a win-win, right?
It really is. You know, we have a patented relational underwriting algorithm that allows these credit unions to give loans to members they would traditionally not be able to. And when you give those loans, the fact that we're writing these loans to the core like every other loan, like we talked about earlier, when it gets reported to the bureaus, it's going to help members build good credit to get back in traditional lending, number one. But then the other piece is just really around that, like you talked about, the impact. And when you mix that with financial education, you really put people on a path to financial wellness. And when that happens, we as a country and we as a society are stronger and better.
Oh, completely. And that's why I love doing stories like this, because they're all about changing lives. What you guys are doing is life-changing for a lot of these people. And it's really, really cool. And again, that just kind of adds to the loyalty and the trust that you guys are building there at Freedom First. So that said, Dave, I mean, what advice do you have for credit unions who may be kind of on the fence about doing something like this? Any advice for them out there?
You know, as Seth mentioned, it's the turnaround was very quick. It was very efficient for us to do this. It was an easy sell. To our team, that is something that we should consider and look at. And, we try to understand, like, so all the people that had maybe used predatory loans in the past because we had no ACH activity coming in or money going back out to pay them, have we been able to lessen that usage because we now have a product that can compete with that? So we're going through that analysis now to understand who that would be and what is the economic impact to our community as a result.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head there, that the impact to the community for sure. So, and Seth, any advice for, I know you're kind of preaching to the choir here, but any advice for credit unions out there who might be sitting on the fence here?
Yeah. The biggest thing I would say is if you think you don't have people that need this product and need this help, I'm sorry, but you're mistaken. We had a credit union in the middle of Ohio go live, and in their first 2 months, they did $90 million in small dollar loans because there was such a demand for it.
Wow.
We've had credit unions in Beverly Hills where everybody thinks that that's where the prominent rich people are. And the reality is they're still living paycheck to paycheck. In fact, new data says 61% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, which means when an unexpected expense happens, they still need help. And then I really love what Dave talked about in the NSF side, right? If you think about the fact that QCash is putting money directly into a checking account for the member, not only are we fixing the NSF situation they have today, but hopefully we're preventing the one that's going to happen tomorrow as more things come in. So my message for credit unions is we can help you. We make it easy. And you will make a much bigger impact in your members' lives. It's all about people helping people.
Yep, no doubt. Yeah, you guys just kind of made my day with this message. I love messages like this. Again, it goes back to changing lives and helping people and keeping them out of a jam the next time something like this rolls around. You guys are doing that stuff. So good stuff. All right, gentlemen, before I let you go, anything else to add to wrap up? Dave, any final thoughts here?
It's easy. The QCash team is, on top of the game. We do check-ins on a consistent basis and make sure that, our needs are fulfilled. We are even looking at, QCash can offer a pre-approval process for us that kind of runs off the same engine type. So it's more than just that small dollar loan, that we're talking about, but there are other, components to this. And And if you're also want to tackle, you know, getting into the wellness space, you know, financial wellness, how does that bleed over into, you know, other wellness for the household? You know, there's some solutions there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Think about the word of mouth too, Dave. I'm sure you guys are experiencing that. And Seth, you probably hear about this at other credit unions too. The word of mouth, like, oh my gosh, my credit union just kind of helped me out of a jam. Like, and you know, you're telling your friends and family about this type of stuff. Again, that's just, that's the best type of advertising you can get, especially in a situation like this, for sure. And Seth, I'm going to let you have the final word. Any final thoughts here?
You know, Mike, we just appreciate you and see you broadcast. You guys have been good friends to QCash, and you know, QCash exists solely because there are people in this world that need help and don't have a place to go for that help. And every day we come into work with one mission, and that is to bring people back into their credit union to get the help they need. We are a mission-driven company. That's why we're here.
What more incentive than you need than that? That says it all right there. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you again for your time today. I really appreciate it. Great, great message here that I can't wait to get out there to others. So yeah, good stuff. Keep up the good work too. All right, guys. Well done.
Thanks, Mike.
You are...